bring us up to date on that, our own political correspondent David Schuster in Washington. David, good evening.
Good evening, Keith.
The office of Congressman Colby of Arizona, I gather we have to revise that timeline on when at least one of Foley's Republican colleagues knew about his behavior?
Yeah, that's right. Congressman Jim Colby, who is a Republican retiring from Arizona, he has told several news organizations now that he indeed knew about Foley's inappropriate contacts with pages as far back as 2000, and that he confronted Foley at the time. The significance of all of this is that with Colby having seen the inappropriate messages 6 years ago, it means that the timeline that has been offered by House Speaker Dennis Hastert gets pushed back by at least 5 years. You recall that the House Speaker has said that the first lawmaker of any party, anybody to know about Foley's inappropriate behavior, knew that a year ago. Now you have Republican Congressman Colby saying no. I knew about it back in 2000. The question is, did Colby tell the House leadership about it, or was this just a conversation that he had with Foley? Colby is not making this very clear, but you can bet that this is a matter that the House Ethics Committee is going to pursue.
And what about the range contained with this inappropriate behavior and contact itself? Can we now eliminate that this was just a prank nonsense explanation? There's an ex-page claiming that he and Foley actually had sex?
Yeah, that's right. An ex-page has told the Los Angeles Times that he started getting messages from Foley right after the page left Washington, and that eventually Foley and this page did have sex, although by that time the former page was 21 years old. But based on what the Los Angeles Times has obtained from this former page, the messages that Foley was sending to this page were sexually explicit while this page was a teenager, and that is part of the problem, according to investigators, that it's not just a matter of whether Foley was then having sex, but the fact that he was soliciting or that he was asking pages or using sexually charged language and possibly trying to arrange liaisons, that is a huge problem.
We haven't heard anything bizarre from Speaker Hastert today, but there are other members of the leadership that are are on the political defensive, to say the least.
Yeah, Congressman Tom Reynolds, who's facing a hell of a re-election battle in upstate New York, his district includes parts of Buffalo, he has now released a campaign commercial in which he apologizes for his inaction regarding Congressman Foley last spring. He says that he told Dennis Hastert about what he knew of Foley last spring and adds in his commercial, "I trusted that others had investigated. Looking back, more should have been done." A lot of critics are suggesting that the reason that Reynolds did not take further action was because Reynolds' campaign committee, which is responsible for helping Republicans get elected, had received at least $100,000 from Foley. Reynolds is saying that the money he was receiving from Foley had no impact on his judgment last spring. In any case, the Democrat in this particular race, Jack Davis, is now leading in the latest polls.
The House Ethics Committee, and looking into this, the work began today. Do we have a timetable yet for the investigation? Is there a chance that it might take less than 4 weeks?
Well, some sources on Capitol Hill confirm that the investigative staff of this committee have started conducting interviews, collecting documents, trying to establish timelines. And some veterans of this process say that it is quite possible the investigation phase or the interviewing phase would be completed in the next couple of weeks. But they say the problem is going to come when members of this committee have to start making judgments about who do they believe. Already we know that House Speaker Dennis Hastert has said he does not remember being warned by Boehner and Reynolds last spring. At a certain point, this committee is going to have to decide who they believe, and that's when everybody seems to think that this committee is then going to get bogged down and not be able to reach any conclusions for some time.
In which time, presumably, the story gets worse and worse and worse.
Right.
Yeah. MSNBC's David Schuster in Washington. As always, David, great thanks.
Thanks, Keith.